there, ladies and gentlemen, ghost fighters and treasure hunters. My name is Joy, and my treasure hunting team, Faith, Jared, Hope, and Anna.
Hello.
I hope you're ready to fight some ghosts, because we're going to be doing that a lot today.
We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Today, we will be looking at ghost fights and treasure hunters.
Anniversary edition
designed by Brian Yu, artwork created by Piero and Brian Yu, and published by Mattel Inc.
The 2014 award-winning Kingerspiel Diz Jarris is back with an anniversary edition. Ghost Fightin' Treasure Hunters is a 2-5 player role and move cooperation game, where players are daring treasure hunters looking to find precious jewels in the depths of a haunted mansion. Players must work quickly to get all of those treasures out before the mansion is overrun with ghosts. Will they have to fight a few ghosts along the way? Absolutely! But the risk is worth it. Let's discuss Ghost Fightin' Treasure Hunters Anniversary Edition.
Yeah, let's discuss. Yeah.
All right, girls, how are we doing today?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, so we're going to talk about this cooperative game, Ghost Fightin' Treasure Hunters.
Okay. I am completely ready to actually live through this.
Wow. I'm glad to hear that. I would not want you to die on the podcast.
What does she mean?
What do you mean?
She means she really wants to go fight ghosts. How do you think about that, Hope?
I don't know. Yeah.
All right, well, I have a question for you, and we're going to start with Faith.
Okay.
Have you ever wanted something so badly it did not matter what the risk was?
Riding roller coasters.
Oh, okay. That one's pretty good. What about you, Joy?
Even if I went to one I've already gone to.
Well, hard. I think I have, but I can't remember.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you lived to tell the tale. What about you, Hope? Have you ever wanted something so badly it did not matter what kind of trouble you got into?
Candy.
You got into the candy?
No, I want candy.
No matter what.
She forced me to get candy one time.
Whoa.
She was like, go get me 3 bars of candy and I'll give you a dollar. And I was like, I'm not going to take the dollar, but I'll be fine.
That.
Because she was like, you better give me a piece of candy or I'm going to tell mom or have a fit or something. Or that was the tone in her voice. So I was like... Okay.
She did say once upon a time, give this to me or I'm going to scream and get you in trouble with mom.
Wow. That's rough.
But you said any lengths, so...
Yeah. I mean, Hope was willing to go to the end of Faith's existence, I think, for candy.
Two kids, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
What's the next question?
All right, so we're going to talk about this ghost fighting cooperative game where we're hunting for treasure.
Yeah.
And I think you girls have played this game more than I have. By a lot.
Uh-huh,
By a lot.
Uh-huh.
I wondered if Mom would be interested in giving us a quick overview of how to play this game in its cooperative form.
Of course. So the cooperative form of the game actually has 2 different levels. There's your basic level and your advanced level. And in both of them, you are treasure hunters. This game plays 2-4 people in its cooperative version. And with 2 people, you're each controlling 2 of the characters. And so you're trying to get as many on the board as possible. So you're wandering around this mansion, and you're rolling and moving the number of spaces on the dice. There are rooms you can go in, ghosts you can fight, and treasures that you can collect. If you roll. So numbers 1 through 5 on the dice have ghosts on them. And so if you roll a 1 through 5 that has a ghost on it, you will draw from a stack that will add new ghosts to the board. So the stack is cards that are numbered the letters A through L, which are also the number of rooms that's on the board. And so when you draw a card, you'll place a ghost in that lettered room.
Or you'll shuffle the deck.
That's true. There's also a shuffle card in there that will shuffle the deck back together. So as long as there's one or two ghosts in the room, you can go into that room. You can collect the treasure that's in that room. And you can then roll a die that will fight the ghost that is in that room and maybe get rid of one of them. However, if there are ever, would ever be placed three ghosts in the same room, then that room gets haunted.
Ooh.
And instead, it gets a huge red haunter type character in it. And then that haunter character can only be beaten by two treasure hunters that are in there at the same time. And they have to roll just the one side of the dice that has the haunter on it in order to beat the haunter. Also, if a room gets haunted when a player is in there with a jewel, they get trapped and they can't move out of that room. Players can only collect one jewel at a time, and they'll store it in their backpack until they're able to bring the jewel outside of the house and leave it outside. Players win if they can collect all 8 jewels and get them outside of the house before 6 of the rooms get haunted. Now, in the advanced version of the game, there's a few extra components to get added. There are a few extra cards that make it to when you shuffle the deck, you actually draw more cards in order to haunt more rooms. Also, the jewels can't just be taken out in any order. They have to be taken out in order from 1 all the way through 8. And you don't know what a jewel is until you get in a room and you turn it over. And lastly, there are blue door cards and green door cards that can also be drawn from the draw deck. And those lock half of the doors on the board.
Oh,
because half the doors are blue and half the doors are green. And they stay locked until either the deck gets shuffled or a new door card is drawn. So pretty hard playing on the advanced level, I'll just be honest.
No doubt. And then I believe that there's also a one versus many mode as well.
Yes. So the one versus many mode is where one person is playing as the head haunter. So they're controlling the ghosts and they're playing against the other players. This can be played one versus one, and the player who's not the head haunter would just control all the figures, and all the way up to one versus four, where each player would control one figure. So in this version, when you roll a bunch more cards get added, first of all. There's double the number of room cards in there. There's cards in there that can allow the head haunter to move ghosts to different rooms, to add ghosts to random rooms, and even to spook one of the treasure hunters and make them drop their jewel and run away. So the head haunter will have a hand of cards, and every single time the dice gets rolled on a 1 to 5, they will, instead of just drawing a random card from the draw deck, the head haunter will get to play a card. So essentially they can control some of the movement of the ghosts around the board, try to trap players, so on and so forth, because they get to choose what card is played. Same thing. The head haunter wins if 6 rooms get haunted, and the players win if they can get those 8 jewels out of the building. And that's how you play.
Fantastic.
Yep, really good.
Joy.
What?
A lot of times on this show, we start with how the artwork looks.
Okay.
And you are one of the artists in the family. What do you think about all the cute little components that are in this game?
The ghosts and the hauntings or the characters?
Any of it.
Oh. Including the bard.
Whatever you'd like to add.
Okay, so the hauntings especially, this was happening with the ghost too, but those pieces felt a little funny. When I touched them to move them, it felt like my hands were like a little bit laughing a little because they felt so funny.
They've got kind of a slick kind of feel to them, but they're a little bit rubbery, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you think they do? You think they do a good job of looking creepy?
Yeah, they really do a good job looking creepy. I also thought that the front of the game, like
the box top.
Yeah, the box top. Like when you pull it off the shelf, you're like, this looks really cool. And like with all the players running to the house trying to solve the mysteries. And yeah.
Okay, very fun. Faith, what did you think?
So, I think, as you mentioned, and as Joy mentioned, the pieces have like a rubbery feeling to them. I think that rubbery feeling feels creepy-ish.
Yeah.
How's that? It feels creepy-ish, and it makes you actually feel like you're touching a ghost.
Whoa. Okay. What about the board art itself? What did you think of
that? The board art itself, I think, especially how they color-coded the move spaces outside the rooms, mm-hmm. I think that they made it a great job making like it actually look like a mansion, because if you've been in a mansion before, usually the floor is tiled.
Oh, well, I've not been in too many mansions, so thank you for sharing that information.
But yeah, it really looks like a creepy haunted mansion. Like, let me mention Jay for, a demonstration. Jay has, Jay is the dining room. How's that?
Oh, the room, the Jay room.
Yeah, the Jay room is like the dining room. So, on the card, it has like people eating and stuff. It has like a ghost eating mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I think it is so creepy that there are like chairs turned over, chairs pulled out, plates everywhere. There's even a plate on the floor. There's an empty cart just sitting there. And a bunch of other stuff. I just think it's really creepy.
There you go.
And did you guys, just out of curiosity, use any of the pictures in the rooms when you were placing the ghosts? Like, say, for example, in the music room or the bathroom?
Yeah. One time, when we were placing a ghost in L, because L is the music room,
mm-hmm.
I put the ghost playing the piano.
Oh, that's so fun.
And in the bathroom, we put one ghost taking a bath and one ghost on the toilet ready to jump in the bath. And then another time when they became a ghost, when it became a haunter, we put the haunter on the toilet.
Yeah. And one time we put an A, we put...
What's A?
A is like the main bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we put one ghost like laying, like jumping on the bed. Mm-hmm. And then we put the other one trying to stop it.
That's so funny. Hope, do you have any thoughts about the little green ghosts?
Yes, and the red ghost.
Okay, tell me about them.
The red ghost is the green ghost is mama, and the green ghost is the baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think the green ghosts are cute?
Yeah. Just like you.
What do you think about the people that you get to play? Do you think that they look good?
Yes, they look like they're on an adventure and trying to collect jewels.
Well, that's pretty fun.
And you discovered something your first time playing the game about where the jewels could go. What did you discover?
That they can go in the backpacks for reals.
Whoa, the cardboard token fits into the backpack of the figure?
Yeah.
That's pretty fun, Hope.
I know. The first time we played that, we didn't actually know that. We just put them in front of the board.
So, let me ask
this.
Well,
and I have another.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I also just want to add that the figures are hollow.
Yes.
And They also have hollow eye and mouth sockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really know that somebody with a wonderful artistic bent is going to put a little light up inside of them and play it in the dark one day.
Ooh.
And they're going to glow out their eyes. I don't know. I was just thinking about that the whole time while I was playing.
Fun.
It seemed like it'd be just this perfect thing to do.
I also have a question.
Okay.
Did you guys think that this game was scary? Like, since it has ghosts and stuff, did you think it was scary?
Hope, what do you think?
I didn't think. I thought it was, like, crazy.
Yeah,
crazy, not scary.
Yeah.
Why was it crazy?
Because there's, like, so many hearts, and you were, like, going, and you were, like, trying to get six so that a card won't flip over.
Oh, yeah, you're really rolling a lot of dice, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faith, what did you think? Was it a scary game?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well,
just you saying it, your voice is shaking.
No, it isn't. It's not. It's not. No, it isn't.
It was shaking.
No, it isn't. It's not. It's not. But, no, I didn't think it was a scary game.
Okay.
What about when Mom was the head haunter? Was it scary then?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes!
No, I loved the way you were like, ha, 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 ha. And then you were like, oh, no, my little ghostie. Whenever we defeated a ghost, that was so funny.
And I thought that it was funny when I took, and I thought that it was funny when I took one of your cards.
Oh, that's right. We didn't mention that. Whenever a six gets rolled and you're playing with a head haunter, you get to take one of their cards.
Yeah, because normally in the cooperative game, when you roll the dice to figure out how much you can move, you also put a ghost down somewhere unless you roll a six. So that's an added element in the Headhunter game that not only are you not rolling a ghost card, but you're getting to do that as well. I will say, Joy, I was scared.
You were scared?
I was scared, but mostly because I only roll ones, and it's very hard for me to move through the house quickly.
Yeah. Do you remember that one time we were playing, and you were like, there was a headhunter in the room, and we were moving toward it, and you were like, I'm coming, and moving one space every turn.
Yeah, there was one point where both you and Joy were stuck, and the only reason I wasn't stuck was because it took me forever to get to the room.
Yes. You were like, I'm coming.
What
you're
about
like,
you,
I'm
Anna?
Coming, I'm coming, and moving one space every turn.
For me, I thought it was a little scary in the basics, but when Mom was the head haunter, that made it more scary. Like, since she's clever and smart,
it
really
Mom too.
Made the scariness swell up and go up the timer.
Okay. Well, that's a good point, Joy. So, Joy, what's one tip that you can give about this game?
One tip?
One tip when you're playing this game that you've learned.
It's faster if you go through the rooms, not on the tiles. Because, like, each tile is really small, and so it takes longer. But if you go through the rooms, because there are little doors between each room, then it'll make you, then you can, like, get to the back of the house faster, or you can get to the front of the house faster if you want to drop off a jewel, and yeah.
Nice. What about you, Faith?
Oh, yeah. Try not to spend too much of your time fighting ghosts, because, like, say you have, the last jewel of the whole game. Like, this happened in the basic game. This is the last jewel of the whole game. We had five haunters out there. Joy wanted to fight the last ghost that was going to turn into a haunter the next turn. And she didn't bother with getting outside with the last jewel. So...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then she wasn't able to defeat it. Turned into a haunter.
It's not
last
good.
Haunter was on the board. She was stuck in the room.
Dang. Hope, do you have any other tips to add?
Yes. When you're fighting against somebody and there's and the person that the ghost draws out a locked door
a green one, then all the greens have a ghost on them. I think that's the same as blue, too. And if there's an X on it, then that means she can't lose it again. You get double dice if there's two people in a room, and there's one girl that I liked, and there's actually two girls in every, and people can also get a reroll card for the place where
you're saying that when you play against the headhunter, you get a reroll for your dice.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful when you use that, right?
Yeah, because you don't want to waste it. And I didn't use mine the whole game.
Whoa.
And you still beat Mom.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, Hope, we'll circle back around your way.
Okay.
Do you like this game?
Yes, it's so fun. And there's three dice. Two are cops are fighting ghosts, and one is moving space. And also they have backpacks. And also the backpacks are actually on them.
Yeah, that's true. So you said that it's fun. Does it make you feel like an actual treasure hunter?
Yes. And if you and there's gems and they're yellow and you have to like collect them for reals, and that's what you put in your backpack. But also you need help finding a haunter because it takes two people to fight a haunter.
Yeah.
Hope, it sounds like you remember these directions really good, and you were able to play this game really good, even though you're only 5 years old.
Pretty impressive.
Was it a hard game to play for five-year-olds, or was it an okay game to play for five-year-olds, do you think?
It was an easy game.
Joy?
What?
What did you think about this game?
Well, it was really fun. Mm. I liked the working together part.
Okay.
Where you're trying to work together to defeat the hauntings, get the jewels out, defeat the head haunter. Yeah. I like the working together part.
That's awesome, baby girl. Did you feel like you were actually fighting ghosts the entire time?
Yeah. Because, like, what it was doing was, come on, let's get this ghost out of here when my sisters rolled dices.
Dice, yeah.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. So the main way to move in this game and the main decision is by rolling dice.
Yeah.
Did you feel okay with that? Like, even though sometimes you might, well, like dad might roll a one?
Well, could you be more specific?
Yeah. So some people might feel like when you're rolling a die, you don't have as much choice because you're left up to whatever the die rolls. But did you feel like you still got to make some choices on your turn, even though you were rolling a die to determine how much you could move that time?
Yeah, sometimes I rolled a one, but when we were fighting the head haunter, we got re-rolling cards.
Mm.
And so I liked that because sometimes when we roll a one, we're not as that happy because we're trying to like... We have the last jewel, and we're trying to get outside, but we're at the back of the house.
Yeah, that's a long way to go.
Yeah, and we keep rolling ones.
Mm-hmm. That can be a bit of a bummer, but you still felt like you had a lot of choice on your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Faith.
Yes?
Did you like the cooperative version or the headhunter version better? Headhunter version better, sorry.
I love playing against the headhunter or being the headhunter.
Ooh. Why is that?
I love being the headhunter because since you have a hand, instead of drawing cards every turn like you do in the basic game, you have a choice. When they roll a ghost, you can go like, oh, like say you have a person drop a jewel card. Like this happened in one of our games. Joy was in a room and Mom was like, I have I have a great card in my hand, and then took out the drop the jewel card and then move a player three spaces, and she had rolled a two. So she made Joy drop the jewel and then moved her three spaces away.
Okay. So but then I got super angry.
I think there's a lot of choice being the headhunter. That's why I like it.
That makes sense. That's pretty fun. All right. So we're going to talk about what rating we would give this game.
Okay.
Okay. Because I think we've described it pretty well. We've admitted that some of us don't roll dice very well. And
no.
we've talked about various things in this game. So with that, Hope.
Yeah, what?
Do you give this game two thumbs down, one thumb down, one sideways thumb, one thumb up, or two thumbs up?
Or two hands in the air.
Two thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah.
You would say you really, really, really like this game?
Yes.
Do you think that your friends would enjoy this game?
I don't know.
Do you think other five-year-olds would be able to figure it out?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
These are the smartest five-year-old ever.
Okay, well, maybe you can be that. Yeah. Faith, what do you give this game?
One thumb up.
Okay.
This was a great game. One of my favorites. The only thing I didn't like was in the basic game how you didn't have a lot of choice on your turn. You were mostly giving your choice to the dice.
So what about the rest of the game? Because once you're out of the basic game, if you learn how to play, you get to play on the advanced mode, even if you're playing cooperatively with everybody.
Yeah, I think the rest of the game was great. Basically putting, like, most of your turn into your dice. Like, you roll to determine if you put a ghost out or not. And you roll to determine how many spaces you get. And once you move in, if you move into a room with a ghost, you roll to see if you defeat it or not. I just don't like that continually rolling doesn't give you a lot of choice.
Sure.
There. That's the only part I don't really like. But this was a great game. I loved it. That was the only part I didn't like.
I think that's really fair.
And Faith, I remember you saying also that you liked it to be more challenging. And so your sisters always wanted to play on the basic level, but you really liked the idea of being challenged and maybe losing and everything more. So I think figuring out the strategy more than the random. Yeah,
I remember in one of the games, we were trying to decide if we were going to play the advanced game or the head haunter part, or if we were going to try the basic game again. And I was like, I want to try the advanced game. I want to try the advanced game. And Mom was like, you haven't won the basic game yet.
But you were excited.
But I was like, I want to try the advanced game.
Yeah.
Because I love that advanced game. Sounds so cool.
That's awesome. What about you, Joy? What do you think about rating this game?
Well, I'll also give it one thumb up.
Okay. Tell me more.
Because it's a little too scary.
Oh.
Like, if you do this right before you go to bed, you might get nightmares
about it.
But the rest of the game I really like. The only part I don't like is that if you play it right before bed, you might get nightmares. So it's a little too scary. One time we played this game, and then I almost got nightmares about it, but I woke up too soon before I got nightmares because I was like, what's going to happen? And then I just woke up.
That makes sense. Okay. Joy, do you think that your friends would like this game?
Yeah. It is 8+, and I'm only 7.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my friends are only 7. But I really enjoyed it. It was really easy to learn.
Nice.
Because even for a 7-year-old, the first time we played it, I was even on my own team because it was so easy.
Not true.
I thought it was so easy, so I was even on my own team.
And then, Joy, you were the one that taught Hope. A grown-up didn't teach Hope. You turned around and taught your 5-year-old sister the game. And you are also the one that taught me. how to play the game and set it up all by yourself even after playing. So I think you had a really good understanding of this game as a 7-year-old.
It's very impressive, sweetie.
I also think the plus should be turned down to 7+ because it's just such an easy game.
Yeah. Faith, let me ask you, because we didn't earlier, do you think that your friends would enjoy this game?
Yeah. And as Joy said, I think the plus should get turned down not to 7, to 5. Because Hope was able to pick up these games so quickly.
Interesting. Okay.
And Hope was able to understand this game so quickly. And she didn't even have to be on somebody's team. When Mom was like, I gotta be on your team for the first game she had played. She was like, I gotta be on your team. And yeah, so. And she didn't actually have to. She just played for me when I was gone.
That's awesome. Anna, do you have any final thoughts or want to give it a grade?
Yeah.
I'll give it 2 thumbs up. I liked the moving around the mansion. I liked that the kids interacted with the rooms, that the jewels fit in the backpacks. I still think there's just a brilliant idea where people could light up their ghosts, just saying. And I felt like there was a good bit of strategy. Obviously, you are limited by your rolls. You could be in a room 3 times in a row and not kill a ghost if you don't roll the right thing. But I thought there was a good bit of strategy in figuring out. The kids got good at seeing, okay, this card has already come out, so we know it's not going to come out again until we reshuffle the deck because there's only 1 card for each room in the deck. So there's some strategy there. There was some strategy they were talking at the start. You know, hey, remember the rooms that are farther away are harder to manage. We'll send somebody to the far end of the house first, manage that first. And so I could definitely hear them talking about strategy when they taught me the game. And I'd say 2 thumbs up. I think most kids would like this. The goats are cute. They are not too scary unless it's late at night, like Joy said.
Makes sense. I think I would agree that for a roll and move, it is 2 thumbs up. I'm not a huge roll and move fan when that's the main component of the game, but I do agree with Anna that there is quite a bit of strategy of being able to decide where you're going to move around the board, how you're going to go about it, and that sort of thing. On the flip side of that, I do also agree with Faith that there will be times where you just don't have good luck and you roll several ones in a row or you miss the ghost several times in a row or whatever it may be. And there's just nothing you can do about it. Like, it is a dice chucker and you got to be okay with that. But if that doesn't bother you, then I do think this is a good one. And I think that kids of a lot of different ages can pick it up and will enjoy it. All right. Well, girls, thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed it. I wanted to say thank you to all the listeners out there as well for listening in. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it.
I get it too, because I don't know what socials are.
Hopefully it stays that way. Check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com. Shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or find us on BoardGameGeek. 5-star reviews, subscribing your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, if that's your thing, or joining the conversation on Discord. These heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Ashley McCaffrey for the cover art, to Anna Snyder, who made the intro and outro music, and to Alexi Chisolin for the How to Play background music. Join us next week as we head back over to the feature table for another spooky game of making your nasty dishes for all the monsters out there. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Goodbye!
Goodbye, treasure hunters. And be glad that you don't get killed if you go on a treasure hunt one day.
Every time, be glad. Sweet dreams, spooky ghosts.
Night-night.